Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're talking with David Sowers, Director of Commercial Leadership at Coca-Cola Bottling in Birmingham, Alabama. Are the drivers using handhelds at all anymore?
Yes, they are. We dispatch the route ticket into the handheld, and that's where they'll put the article number and the number of units and those types of things. That's how they settle their route every day.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how long were the drivers using handhelds prior to deploying the telemetry?
I've been with Coke United for 4 years, and they've been using them since I've been here. I was with CC for 28 years, and as long as I can remember, we were using handhelds. But it was not a very efficient operation. We had fixed schedules of either 7, 14, 21, or 28 days, and that's how we dispatched. We sent the tickets to the handheld, and the driver decided what stops he was going to go make.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what has been the most challenging part of deploying telemetry?
I think the when we turned on and started looking at the technical issues, it was quite overwhelming. We have about 3,000 full-service machines in Baton Rouge, and the first day we looked at it, we had over 700 technical issues. And these were things that we wanted to identify that would keep the product from delivering, would not deliver the product to the consumer when they put money in. So it was dollar bills, coins, and columns. We had over 700, and we were just like, gosh, this can't be true. But what we found out is it's a 90% accuracy on technical issues. So that was quite overwhelming. Today in Baton Rouge, they run the report every morning for these technical issues, and we have about 10. So I guess one of the unintended benefits of this was we learned a lot about our equipment. We didn't realize we had an issue with the chute sensors on a Royal machine, and we were delivering 2-for-1 products, and so we've really gotten really good at our technical issues in the machines. We've had the manufacturers come into our markets and look to tell us, here's what's wrong with it, here's what you need to do to fix it. So we're getting really good around technical issues.
Was it necessary to add any mechanical or technical labor to address those issues?
No. We're very customer-focused organization. If you compared us to the other bottlers in the nation, we've probably got more people on the street than the rest of the bottlers. It's just someplace that it's one of those things that we have not cut back on, and that's in the customer-facing side of our business. So we've had enough people to handle it. It's we've worked some overtime and some Saturdays to get it done, but we've worked through it, and now we're handling it on a daily basis.
Okay. What can you say about the return on investment?
Overall, so when we ran this pilot in Chattanooga and we looked at it and we said, well, this is over 150% return, so we're going to go forward with this and start installing telemetry in all of our markets. In the back half of last year, our CEO challenged me and he said, are we getting the return that we expected to get? So I went back to the couple of the markets and it was still over 150% return, but as I talked to those folks in those markets, they questioned the lower volume machines. So we started looking at the lower volume machines and, a 50-case machine with a $230 telemetry unit and $3 a month in communication costs, it was like a negative 5% return. So we took a step back, rethought our strategy, and that's when we decided we were going to attack 90% of our volume with telemetry, and the other 10% or 40% of our machines, we would just put on a fixed schedule.
Okay. And how important is the support from the technology supplier in the process?
We're with MEI, and they've been with us lockstep, side by side the whole time. This is one of their largest deployments of telemetry. We're leading the Coca-Cola system in telemetry deployment, and we learned a lot about our business, and they learned a lot about their software and their hardware designs. So, they've had issues, we've had issues, but we fixed those, we've worked together, and like I said, they've been with us step by step. We're in the process right now in Birmingham, where we have snack business, where we're installing telemetry. they've got actually two pieces of their EasyTrack system. They've got their core business, which is what most full-line operators run on, and the advanced, EasyTrack Advanced, is really around our full-service business. But that's where they've got this, what they call a MET server, where the RDP calls into. And so we're integrating.
Well, explain the RDP, I think, from our listeners.
It's a remote data port, so the telemetry device that's in the machine. It's set to call into the server every night and deliver the information. And in the EasyTrack core application, that doesn't work today, but they're integrating those, the EasyTrack core and EasyTrack Advanced, together, and we're the pilot in Birmingham for them to do that. So they're here. They're working with our teams to integrate these two things together so we can turn those 6,100 machines on in the second half of the year, and they can start delivering the DEX data nightly to our snack business.
Okay, that will do it for today. Next time, we'll look at analyzing product selections using telemetry.